12 o'clock hour, midday with Jamie and Wicket. Still to come, we will talk about a Christmas gift that my wife would absolutely love, but I don't understand the need for it. But today is National Pickle Day. This is a thing, National Pickle Day.
Every day has a day, and today it's National Pickle Day. So, yes, that's the day, and it only caught my attention, not because I'm the wildest in the world about pickles, but because fried pickles are kind of tasty. And if I say any more, then people are going to get crude.
Let's see. There are some interesting facts here about National Pickle Day, as National Day calendar has every day out there. Each year, the United States, 5.2 million pounds of pickles are consumed. Pickles are a great snack, low in calories, a good source of vitamin K, though they can be high in sodium. Whether served on a stick at festivals, fairs, or carnivals, pickles are sometimes known as stick pickles. A rising trend in the United States is deep-fried pickles, which have a breading or batter surrounding the pickle spear or slice.
Spears.
Chips.
We had this discussion 1 year ago.
Because with the pickle spear, you bite into it, and often you are then left with just breading because the spear comes all the way out.
Chips. I'm just going to let you continue to try to make your argument about that, but I know what's right.
Chips.
I know.
For thousands of years, pickles have been a popular food dating back to 2030 BC. At that time, cucumbers were imported from India to the Tigris Valley, where they were first preserved and eaten as pickles. Cleopatra attributed her good looks to her diet of pickles. And also, Julius Caesar fed pickles to his troops, believing they lend physical and spiritual strength. So, a happy pickle day to everyone.
Spears.
Chips.
What was the thing that... Didn't I go... Sometimes... It's a good thing I... This is... The reason I have an Instagram account is because I don't remember things.
Okay.
And Instagram reminds me of things that I have done in life when we... Now, if my phone would just function the way it's supposed to... My brain is working weird ways. So last Christmas, I went back to Illinois, and I remember very specifically it was at Christmas, and I had lunch with my best friend in Bloomington, and we went somewhere, and we ate fried pickles, and they weren't the spears or the chips. They were a different form. And I remember I told you guys about it. Do you remember what that was?
They weren't spears.
They weren't chips. They were a different...
I don't remember. Oh, Travis, do you remember this conversation? Do you remember this random pickle conversation?
It wasn't random. It was very important.
No.
Hold on. Apparently it wasn't important to the two of you. But oh, there they are. See, this is why Instagram is great.
I remember
pickle fries.
Those are just small spears.
Yeah, and I like the spears.
Right.
You like the chips. But they're great.
I do remember this. Those are better than spears because, again, when you eat the pickle spear, there's a real good shot you bite down. And you may not bite down all the way. But then the spear is coming out of the breading, and then you just have batter in your hand, which actually isn't all the end of the world, but it's too much. Then you have too much pickle for batter. The ratio is bad in your mouth.
Are you just bad at eating?
No, I'm not bad at
eating.
Maybe
you're just bad at eating.
No, I'm not bad at eating at all.
You're bad at eating.
No.
Yes.
I bite my string cheese like an adult.
Nope, pickles, I think you're just bad at it.
I break pasta in half because it's easier to eat at the end of the day. And pickled chips are better than pickled spears for the reason I've given.
And everything that you eat is wrong. Right, Travis? Travis is very busy.
Travis is busy training someone.
I need some help giving him some crap.
Some damn focus on this show, Travis.
Tell him he's wrong.
Pickle
That's
chips.
All I need.
You suck, Wicket.
You can't have both, my friend. You cannot have both.
What?
I'm on team chip.
Oh, okay. No, you still suck, so pickle chips, though.
It's funny to catch him when he's not paying. It's like catching the kid in class that wasn't paying attention and gets called on to answer a question.
You're like, Timmy? Timmy?
Oh, no, I wasn't listening. Timmy, what do I say now?
West Virginia. And the answer was like 1742.
Right. I would have said Texas, but yeah.
Travis is in there training someone new. He's eating his food, not paying attention. See how it is, Travis.
Pickle chips actually sound really good. And pickle fries are definitely good, but pickle spears are not good.
Sure?
Mm-hmm.
Sure about that?
I'm positive. I think so.
Pickles, I think you don't know how to eat either.
I think pickle spears are just...
Why?
Get better at eating.
Why is that, Travis?
You just don't have fun with a pickle spear.
There's too much pickle.
There's definitely too much. That being fried is just kind of just like, blah. There's just too much pickle to it.
There's only so much I can say here because otherwise... people are going to be
Screw the text line. Who cares?
No, it's not necessarily them I worry about. It's you two that are going to pull this audio later, and I'm never going to live it down.
I mean,
so
how do you like
I stand by my decision.
Look, I prefer to have a chip pickle when I put a pickle in my mouth.
You don't know how to eat. You're the one that bites your string cheese.
Like
why would anyone listen to you
like
about
an adult.
This?
There were, you know,
right,
it's funny. I went back later and looked that there was more agreeance. It's our favorite new word. There was more agreement with me on the text line than you two were letting on about the
one
text line.
One person texting in the whole time is not a lot of ingredients.
Thousands. A lot of agreeance going on.
Still can't let that one go, huh? Still giving that guy a hard time from yesterday.
Metabolize was my favorite word yesterday. Agreeance was
very nice man.
Earlier in the day.
Very nice man.
Well, irregardless, it's a mute point anyway, so.
All right, so readers, no, this is MSN, Reader's Digest, did 13 foods everyone either loves or hates.
Oh.
And this is a fantastic list.
Travis, we need you to pay attention to this next segment, okay? Because we're going to find out where you stand on this. You get to go first every single time.
Okay, take the money.
He's not even paying attention.
No.
We'll see what these 13 foods are coming up during the lunch hour. Point.
He was joking, people.
I've never seen the text line explode.
He was joking.
Oh, my gosh.
He knows how to pronounce the words.
Jamie, we're all in agreeance.
I'm dying here.
We're all in agreeance here.
He's joking.
It's a mute point.
He knows that irregardless is not a word. He knows the difference between mute and moot.
What if it's
he was joking. He was joking. The text line that's correcting him on it. He was joking.
Hey, I love the text line.
He was making fun of people yesterday who mispronounced all kinds of words.
Yesterday was a big day.
There was a lot of that yesterday.
A lot of that yesterday.
And I was the nice one that didn't make fun of it. I want that to be known. I was the one that didn't mock the people, and you were the one that did.
Well, irregardless, it's now a mute point anyway, so.
So stop correcting him. He knows. Even my mom just came in here.
Yeah, damn my. He's like, it's moot. Like, I know.
So please be clearer in your mocking than in the past. Apparently.
I'm sorry.
All right, Travis.
Travis,
your undivided attention. Now.
Pay attention. Stop training the next generation.
He's laughing.
Go Texas.
That's not what we were asking you.
What's the question?
Okay, Jamie. Jamie, hit him with it. It's a moot point.
1776.
It's not the answer.
Oh, head hurts.
I know.
Veterans Day.
This was fun. Just keep doing that.
That was Monday.
Just keep doing it. Just what else you got? What else is on your mind?
Chips with pickles inside of it and dip it in ranch.
Jamie, you have two options. One, you can read this
list
or I
leave.
You have two options.
Go home an option.
You can read this list. I can butcher the English language. Travis can shout out random things.
Is there another choice somewhere?
Drink heavily.
Or we could play. You know how Dana and Park sometimes will just play a ton of audio? Like, that's how they'll spend 15 minutes is just play a ton of old audio sometimes. We can play the go the blank to sleep at some point.
I've got that ready to go.
We all know I have a favorite audio clip that you couldn't find last time.
Couldn't find it, but I'm sure I can with a little more warning.
At some point, we'll do that. Okay, but in the meantime, we'll do this list.
All right.
Chiefs.
What's the list, Jamie?
I don't know anymore.
Read the list.
13 foods everyone either loves or hates. These are the foods that people have a strong opinion on.
Travis, I'm going to be honest, but you have to go first. Because you generally just, if I say the sky is blue, Travis will say, no, it's actually green.
Red.
So you have to go first, and I'll be honest and see if we agree.
It's actually kind of blue. It's whitish, but
there
sure.
We go. See, there's that son of a.
All right. And this list is actually very true. These are the foods that people tend to have very strong opinions about.
Okay.
Cilantro is the first one. And they say there's a very specific reason that you either love or hate this herb. It depends on your heritage.
I
thought Travis was going to go first.
Okay, go ahead.
I have no opinion on it because I can never really tell when it's in there or when it's not in there. Because, like, if you go to Chipotle and you get the white rice, it already has cilantro. Yeah. I don't taste the cilantro.
If you get it fresh, you can usually really taste it.
I go thumbs up on cilantro.
Okay.
Actually, it's actually good in salsa when it, like, fresh.
Yeah.
Salsa, so, yeah, I like it.
All right.
Some people say it tastes like soap or metal.
Huh.
The people that don't like it. Generally, cilantro haters have a common genetic variation found in people with European ancestry.
Interesting.
Fewer South Asians, Hispanics, and Middle Easterners disliked the herb.
Okay. All right.
Okay, there's information about this. Hawaiian pizza.
Travis?
That's like pineapple.
That is ham and pineapple.
Yeah, no. disgusting.
Correct. Correct answer there, Travis.
If you put pineapple on pizza, you're dead to me.
You're awful.
Okay.
You're a terrible person. If you're like, oh, what do you want on the pizza? Pineapple. No.
Why is it your first choice to put fruit on dough like that? Unless you're making pie. Like actual pie.
You're never invited to the Super Bowl party if that's what you bring.
Right. Hey, come on over. What are you bringing? Hawaiian pizza? No, you're not.
the party's actually canceled.
You're not invited anymore? All right, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Black licorice. Specifically black licorice.
Disgusting.
Agreed.
Oh.
My mother loves black licorice. It is vile.
Unless I'm doing Jaeger Bomb.
Right, that's the only time when it's acceptable to consume anything of that flavor, but no.
This one I'm a little surprised is on this list. Green bell pepper.
Travis?
I don't know people that have a strong opinion about it.
I'm not a big fan of peppers unless they are cooked for like fajitas. Fajitas are about the only time I ever eat peppers or like a stuffed pepper, but I don't ever eat the actual bell pepper. I just eat the stuff that's stuffed inside of it.
Throw some oil and vinegar, some Italian dressing, whatever. It's a good snack.
Green peppers are not my favorite.
Yeah, I like them.
Orange or yellow tend to be my favorite.
But I don't know if I could tell the difference, and I buy all three when I go to the store.
I can totally tell
the difference. I don't know if I could tell the difference.
Red, in particular, to me, tastes totally different than a green. Green pepper's just got a little bit more kick.
Okay.
Not much, just a little bit more kick. Mayonnaise?
Travis?
I like it on sandwiches, depending what kind of sandwich I'm eating.
I would prefer it never existed.
Yeah, I don't need it in my life.
Yuck.
I don't need it.
Yuck.
It's fine, but I don't need it. No.
No.
It's fine. Okay. Peeps.
Destroy them all. They should never have been invented. It's just like candy corn.
I love candy.
Mm-hmm.
I hate Peeps. They're disgusting. They're gross. They're vile. No.
There was such a thing as Peep flavored milk.
Sure.
What do Peeps taste like? Because one of the reasons they get criticism is because they don't taste like, they're just marshmallows.
They're sugary.
They don't taste like anything.
Sugary marshmallow.
Tastes like sugar.
Like mixed with latex.
So it's like marshmallow flavored milk.
You know, gross. Sometimes when you burp and you kind of throw up, that's what Peeps are.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, well, it's not quite that.
Yeah.
It's exactly that.
All right. Blue cheese.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm cool with it. No. I'm kind of in the middle. I don't go out of my way to get blue cheese, but if it's there, I'll eat it. Whatever.
I don't like the sour taste it kind of gives off.
Yeah. Isn't blue cheese crusted filet or steak a thing? Isn't that?
Yeah. Oh, if you get that on a steak and it melts.
Because they do like the little burner on top of it to kind of burn it together.
That's really good.
I'm going to be specific about this. They say olives. I'm going to distinguish between green and black olives.
Travis, do you prefer either?
No black, but yes green.
See, I'm totally the opposite.
Really? Yes. Like black olives, I don't like them on pizza. I wouldn't put green olives on pizza either, but I do like them in, you know, drinks or whatever.
Green olives to me are slimy.
No and no.
Yeah.
And if there's the faintest hint of an olive on a pizza, it ruins the entire pizza.
Tapenade is really good to make out of black olives. Black olives and a little bit of pepper and oil and stuff like that is good. Okay, we'll skip that one. Come back to that one. Oysters.
Had one in my life.
Same. I've only had it once. I feel like there's really no flavor or texture because you just swallow it.
Texture can't do it, man.
Again,
can't do it.
Let me refer to my Instagram account. Where did I go do the oyster shooter?
Ugh.
That was in Lee's Summit at Pearl Tavern. Does an oyster shooter with pepper vodka. So you do the pepper vodka, you eat it's awesome.
If you want to see
it's
me
really
throw
good.
Up, give me a shot of vodka and an oyster chaser, and it's coming right back.
I only did it out of peer pressure from people at the other end of the bar.
No.
They were doing it, and I wasn't going to, and they said you should, and it was really good.
I just don't understand when people say these are really good, because when I've seen people eat oysters, they just put, you know, a whole bunch of lemon on there, then they just swallow it.
You're not supposed
to chew
it.
I feel like all you're doing is just tasting the lemon, so I don't get the taste of the oyster or the oyster besides it being slimy.
What's the other thing? What's the red stuff you put on it? What is that?
It's like the stuff you put with shrimp too.
Yeah, like Worcestershire
cocktail sauce.
Cocktail sauce.
Yeah, they're okay as long as you don't have to chew them. They're fine.
Don't even want anything to do with an oyster ever again in my life. Had
texture.
One? No, exactly. Had one. Gah.
All right, we'll go through. We're late for news. We'll go through more of this list coming up.
Also, we'll play a little Morgan Freeman. It's midday with Jamie and Wicket, 12:34. Finishing up the list here on the 13 foods that you either love or you hate. And for the most part, we're pretty, I mean, there's not a lot of down the middle with some of these.
No. Okay, so anchovies
out.
Is the next one.
Out. I don't know. Travis, you even.
I've never even had an anchovy before.
Just vote no.
So the only thing I've ever...
Because it's a dead fish, right? That you just... Like a sardine?
No.
Oh, anchovies is kind of like the... I know you're talking about. I do like anchovies.
They're tiny. You like them?
What?
They're not... It's not fish, right?
Yeah, it's fish.
Yeah, it is.
I'm... Oh,
Travis,
crap.
Google it real
I'm
quick.
Thinking of, I'm thinking of artichoke. That's what I'm thinking of.
That's different.
I'm thinking of artichokes. Yeah, I don't like either.
Oh boy.
So, anyway, there is a pasta dish called pasta puttanesca that you melt anchovies into. And all it does is add salt. But I think it's Pierpont's that does or used to do like a little bruschetta that did whole anchovies on it. To me, they're just really fishy. They're just gross. They're just fishy. They're just fishy.
They're an oily, fishy, gross smelling.
They're just tiny and
food.
Candy corn.
Thumbs up.
We've talked about this.
Burn
it. Burn it with peeps.
Hell yeah, yeah, candy corn.
Burn it with peeps and licorice and the rest of the nasty candies.
Do you know that if you line them all up, it's supposed to make a corn cob or a corn cob?
Yeah,
you know that?
People have done that, yeah.
If you put them in a circle and you put layers of them, stack them on top, it's supposed to actually make a corn cob.
You know, if you put lighter fluid and then light a match, that's how they're supposed to be done, too?
I don't understand the hatred for candy corn. Like, it is the Nickelback of candy. Like, I don't understand why everyone hates.
Don't you dare tarnish Nickelback and compare it to candy corn.
This isn't on the list, but I put candy corn in the same category as Good and Plenty. The Good and Plenties that you buy that are in the box.
The purple box.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. I don't like them for the same reason.
Well, to me, I don't get down on Good and Plenty on the inside. The outside's fine, but the inside of them is black licorice. You ever had the Good and Fruity?
Yuck, no.
It's all sugary. It's all sweet.
They're all bad. Okay. The way they describe these, I wish they were a little more specific, but store-bought frosted sugar cookies. And if you were to see the picture, you'd know exactly what we're talking about. Here's how they describe them. These Loft House cookies have a soft, crumbly texture and have fluorescent icing and rainbow sprinkles. Although the cookies seem harmless, people are ready to battle over these sugary treats. Some claim they are bottom of the barrel and flavorless cookies. Others defend them as a national treasure.
Can you show me the picture, what they look like? Are they like the... Let me see here. Oh, they're just...
They're just...
They're sugar cookies with frosting and sprinkles,
but
right?
But they're not... to me, they're very, very artificial tasting.
Yeah, I think they're amazing.
Like, I know exactly what they're talking about. They usually get them in the plastic container with the lid. You know, they're not in the sleeve. They're usually out in the, like, in the bakery section.
Yeah.
They just taste like chemicals to me.
And they're just not. And they're amazing.
And sprinkles are for children.
And they're amazing.
Give me 2% milk and I'm dominating this whole box in one sitting.
Absolutely. It'll crumble in your glass because they just fall apart.
I don't dip them in there.
Mm-mm.
No. They're just going to break apart in your hand.
No.
I take
a bite.
No.
Yeah.
They're not soft.
I chew them and then I take a swig of milk.
They're fantastic.
Ick.
They're fantastic. Travis and I.
Did
there
I miss
you go.
Anything on here? Mm-hmm. Let me scroll back through. Olive, blue cheese. We did the peeps.
Yeah.
Making sure I didn't miss anything.
I think
we got them all.
We got them all.
All right. Fantastic.
Still haven't opened up this bag, by the way, that Ellen Schenck had gotten me.
Is Lee not? She too busy?
She's very busy
on the
right
air
now.
For 45 seconds at a time?
Yeah, right? 45.
Very busy down at that end of the hall.
If you missed it earlier, we were talking about baby gifts and whatnot as Ellen Schenck brought in a gift for Lee and I for our baby. And I haven't opened it yet because I figure it's like if you open the baby gift without the other person, or with actually more importantly, without the mother, you're in trouble. Like, she could open up every baby gift without me there, and I would never get mad about it. But if I open this one up without her around, I'll never hear the end of it. And people were saying, you know, have you gotten Morgan Freeman's Go the Bleep to Sleep?
Oh, yes. Somebody just texted Samuel L. Jackson. Man, do we feel like idiots now. Google real quick.
I have Morgan Freeman's.
I know, but Samuel L. Jackson's version is better.
Oh, it's probably even more dirty.
It's he was the one I confused my older black actors.
Okay, Dana.
Because you said Morgan Freeman, and I forgot I just was like, oh, yeah, that's who did it. And I didn't realize that Morgan Freeman even did the recording. But Samuel L. Jackson is the one that does the one where he loses his mind.
I don't think there's such thing as edited for Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, check
I'm listening to it right now.
Check and see. Because this is Morgan Freeman reading the book.
Yeah.
And we've got it clean.
Oh, there. My name is Morgan Freeman. Now, I don't always read inappropriate children's books. But when I do, it's f***ing hilarious.
That's not Morgan Freeman. That's not Morgan Freeman. That's some guy doing a bad Morgan Freeman impression.
Yeah, that sounds like computer generated.
Yeah, that's fake.
Yeah.
That is not making me happy because I was ready to go ahead.
It also sounds kind of digitized.
It sounds bad.
We can, during the break, we can find the Samuel L. Jackson version and...
Good luck cleaning that. I need more than a 4 minute break.
And we can clean it up a little bit. I mean, all he does is read the book.
Right.
So he's not, I mean, Morgan Freeman would be reading the same thing. He's not going to, you know, the book's the same no matter who reads it. Samuel L. Jackson just reads it with a certain amount of feeling.
I'm going to need a little time to go clean that one up.
There may be a bleep version somewhere. We can't be the first ones who needed to play it on a broadcast channel.
Go the bleep
and who
bleep
needed
to
have an edited version. That's got to exist somewhere.
Mm-mm-mm.
So
there's a song version of it as well.
Eh.
No, I don't see a clean version of this anywhere.
Well, we might have to get the original version and add some.
I might have to bleep it out.
If I'm not mistaken, the only bad word in it is the one. And it's in that same line over and over and over again. Go the blank to sleep.
I'll just see if we can find that.
Somebody, there's actually a lot of people who do it.
Who do read
even
the
Jennifer
book?
Gardner does it.
That's what somebody's texting multiple times, yeah.
Huh. I did not know that.
6424, just so you know, your text is now coming in over and over and over and over again.
I really need to do that.
They said it's really good because you don't expect her to swear like that because she's so nice. Okay, why don't we take a break and see between us if we can come up with a version of something that we can play on the air.
It's going to be tough.
And we'll see what we can come up with. And if somebody knows of a version that's good.
That we can play that's legal.
So far, I just did a quick listen to Jennifer Gardner's and hers is censored.
Hers is what?
She does have a censored one.
Oh, she does?
Okay.
Yes.
I really want Sam Jackson.
I think we should find the Samuel L. Jackson one.
See if we can find that.
We can bleep that. Wait 4 minutes. We can bleep that. Get to work. You're quick.
I have to go record it.
You're quick.
Travis, record it.
Yeah. Come on, you guys.
All right. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicked. We will see if we can play the Go the Bleep to Sleep from Samuel L. Jackson coming up on the other side.
Here. Midday with Jamie and Wicked on 98.1 KMBZ. Travis and I are here. Wicked is still trying to edit Go the Blank to Sleep by Samuel L. Jackson. So somebody thought Dana and Parks had played a version of this. They did not. Although Dana now wants to hear it, if we can come up with it.
Yeah, I think they may be talking about a yoga video, and I think it's like the yoga of not giving a F, and it's basically supposed to, like, you know how when you do yoga stuff you have like the calming air kind of sound. Yeah, this one's nothing like that, and they played something similar to that, but definitely not Go to F to Sleep.
So yeah, for those who don't know what we're talking, so Wicked, this is a long lead up to this, to how we got here, but they did a baby shower for Lee and Wicked. We did it last week. Ellen Schenck was gone at that time of day and then brought the gift today when she got back from not being at work for a few days. We haven't opened it yet. That got people suggesting that, I don't know why they suggested this, but they suggested that we play for him this Go the Blank to Sleep, this book by Adam Monsbach, which is just an adult version of, you know, trying to get your kids to go to sleep. There are many, many versions of this. I don't know what's clean and what we can play and what we can't. But it was like number one on the Amazon bestseller list and all over the place. So Wicked's trying to edit it down into something that we can actually play. And in the meantime, oh, there he is. You got it? You okay?
Yeah, I just...
You look like you're...
I'm about 90, Travis, just so you know. I'm about 95% certain I got everything here.
Okay. Well, keep your finger on the dump button.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
I'm glad we got two dump buttons in this room.
Right.
How close can we hit the dump button? How far apart does it have to be?
We'll stop Samuel L. if I missed anything. But okay. Because this was really on the fly.
I only got 8 seconds, so let me run out.
Yeah. I think the boss is off today, right?
Is he?
I don't know. He's not in his office today.
How much time does our boss get off work?
He's the boss. Are you really going to... You're really gonna pull the Scott Parks move?
I don't know what it's like when your son or your daughter won't sleep, and I'm sure I'm gonna learn what it's like when your son or your daughter won't sleep. And every parent out there can probably relate to this. Travis, sit by the dump button because Samuel L. Jackson is gonna read you a new children's book.
The cats nestle close to their kittens. The lambs have laid down with the sheep. You're cozy and warm in your bed, my dear. Please go the f*** to sleep. The windows are dark in the town, child. The whales huddle down in the deep. I'll read you one very last book if you swear you'll go the f*** to sleep.
So far we're doing okay.
The eagles who soar through the sky are at rest, and the creatures who crawl, run, and creep. I know you're not thirsty. That's bull. Stop lying. Lie the down, my darling, and sleep. The wind whispers soft through the grass, hun. The field mice, they make not a peep. It's been 38 minutes already. Jesus, what the f***? Go to sleep.
Parents out there are laughing at this.
All the kids from daycare are in dreamland. The froggy has made his last leap. Hell no, you can't go to the bathroom. You know where you can go? The f*** to sleep. The owls fly forth from the treetops. Through the air they soar and they sweep. A hot crimson rage fills my heart, love. For real, shut the f*** up and sleep. The cubs and the lions are snoring, wrapped in a big, snuggly heap. How come you can do all this other great but you can't lie the f*** down and sleep? The seeds slumber beneath the earth now, and the crops that the farmers will reap. No more questions. This interview's over. I've got two words for you, kid. Sleep. The tiger reclines in the simmering jungle. The sparrow has silenced her sheep. F*** your stuff bad. I'm not getting you. Close your eyes. Cut the crap. Sleep. The flowers doze low in the meadows. And high on the mountains so steep. My life is a failure. I'm a shitty ass parent. Stop f***ing with me, please. And sleep. The giant pangolins of Madagascar are snoozing. As I lie here and openly weep. Sure, fine, whatever. I'll bring you some milk. Who the f*** cares? You're not gonna sleep. This room is all I can remember. The furniture, crappy and cheap. You win. You escape. You run down the hall. As I nod the f*** off and sleep. Bleary and dazed, I awaken to find your eyes shut. So I keep my fingers crossed tight as I tiptoe away and pray that you're asleep. We're finally watching our movie. Popcorn's in the microwave. Beep. Oh, God, you gotta be kidding. Come on, go the back to sleep.
Mark Lavoie, is this Are these words what I have to look forward to when my daughter won't sleep very well?
Yes.
Oh, good.
And it's also, here's what you're also going to hear. It's your turn.
Oh,